Driving a veg oil-powered diesel is a bit different than driving a gasoline car. My 1973 Mercedes-Benz 220D starts like a tractor or a boat, with a pull knob, not a key. It takes about 20 seconds to get the glow plugs hot, and then it fires right up. Then I had to learn to remember to flip the toggle switch to the veg oil tank when the engine is warm. A couple of times I simply forgot and drove on diesel, which cost more and made me feel stupid, but did no harm. It's when you forget to switch back when you shut down for the night that you can get into trouble. In my car, there's an annoying buzzer installed to remind me to flip back to diesel. Suzanne Shanley of Hardwick, Massachusetts, got her 1998 Jetta converted before the buzzer feature became available. She found out what happens if you skip the purge step.
Converting to it has been up and down in that last winter. We would forget to purge. We would be, you know, taking our electric heaters out to free up the grease. But otherwise, it's wonderful, liberating. It runs beautifully.
Suzanne approached me at Indian Castle Rest Area on I-90 after spotting the Powered by Vegetable Oil sticker on my back window. She was driving home fueled by diesel alone because her veg oil filter clogged and she forgot to bring a spare. My filter is a type that can be purchased at any truck stop. Shanley system used a less common filter style.
You know, I'm very involved with all aspects of the lifestyle. It's just that this one is a little technical for me. I put the oil in, which is kind of messy. That's why the back of the car is all full of oil, because we just use funnels. But as far as the technical details of it, I don't know too much about explaining it. I didn't know where the filter was.
So they tell you that you're supposed to carry extra filters, right?
Yeah. Do you?
I do, actually.
Yeah,
but
it was so stupid of me not to, because you can just yank that off very quickly, and it's $10. So now I have to drive home on diesel. So I should have been more prepared for all the technical stuff. So those are the things that you pay for, like it was a $100 learning experience.
Nothing about actual driving is any different than in a gas car. In my 33-year-old Benz, I keep the top speed at around 65 miles per hour, but newer diesels are much zippier. Of course, there is that smug feeling every time you pass a gas station. That's priceless. The flip side of that is that until the day when veg oil is sold at every service station, you're on your own for fuel, if you don't want to pay diesel prices, that is. Everyone along the way wanted to know how I got my fuel. Andrew Couch of Deep Fried Rides fielded the question for me in a garage in Memphis, Tennessee.
So what do you do when you go out of town? Just load it up in the trunk?
Well, yeah, you can load it up in the trunk. That's what she did. Or you can... just get a small pump and an onboard filtration system. It can be a nasty pain in the neck, but it's free fuel. Justify your time.
Only once did I have to dumpster dive for fuel. Fortunately, I was with author of the Veg Oil Manual, Sliding Home. Ray Holin spent a chilly 15 minutes behind a vegetarian restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio to help me fuel up. Holin dipped an empty bucket into the waist-high oil dumpster and poured the used veg oil through a funnel into a 5-pound plastic carrier called a QB.
Excuse me? Yes, paper towels right there.
Oh.
Would you like a...
woman after my own heart.
Would you like some gloves?
Nah.
Rubber gloves?
No.
I'm wearing rubber gloves.
Okay.
This is a disgusting dumper. Are they all... this is gross?
Oh, no, this is good.
Is it?
This is a nice dumpster.
Hmm. Should I squish this in back in there?
No. Okay, because we can filter it at the brewery.
Okay.
Because we're going to be sitting here for
about 2 hours
for that to get done.
Very nice, very nice. Very surgical.
Heroic effort on your part.
No problem. This is easy.
That's pretty nice stuff, I have to say.
Yeah, pretty nice.
It pours really well. It's not that cold.
Yeah, and that's just...
okay, we're getting to the top. Whoa, whoa!
Oh, sorry.
The messy part. My fingers are numb.
In addition to cold fingers after each fuel stop, I had a sore neck and shoulders from lifting and pouring 35-pound QBs. Back home in Massachusetts, I can get veg oil pumped right into my tank, just like at a regular gas station. For 95 cents a gallon, I can buy it from Grease Car in East Hampton, or from the Sirius community near Amherst, or I can pick up free waste veg oil from my local Asian restaurant. Tune in tomorrow to hear about the legality of veg oil fuel and what Justin Carvin from Grease Car in Massachusetts is doing to promote veg oil in Washington. Links to more information about veg oil and where you can get a copy of the book Sliding Home can be found at kunm.org. I'm Cynthia Shelton.